Glories to Lord Nityananda, verses 4 through 6. Sarva avatara Krishna swayam bhagavan tanhara dvitiya deha shri balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Ekai sorupa donhe bhina matrakoi adyakaya vyuha Krishna lilara sahoi. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Se Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra, Se Balaram Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. So we can understand that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Balaram. And he functions as the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes on this earth over 500 years ago when they appeared in Navadvip in what is now West Bengal. There are many reasons why we worship Lord Nityananda and why we remember him. First of all, of course, is his essential role in the spreading of the Sankirtan movement, of the chanting of the holy name. He's also considered to be the original spiritual master and the source of spiritual strength for the devotees. And probably for us as devotees, most importantly, he's known for his compassion and his mercy on the most fallen of all conditioned souls. So, of course, this is a very auspicious day for us. And, of course, Lord Nityananda appeared with Lord Chaitanya almost 40 years ago in Gainesville originally, and then here. So the devotees here have had the association in the deity form of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for many, many years, and it's been very, very inspiring to everyone, the devotees throughout the years and decades here. I thought I'd begin just reading a little bit about the history of the life of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu was born in Ekachakra, a small village in present West Bengal, around the year 1474. His father was Hadai Oja and mother Padmavati. They were pious Brahmins originally from Mithila. Nityananda Prabhu was born on the auspicious 13th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magh. As a child, Nitai loved to enact the pastimes of Lord Krishna or Lord Ram. He did this so authoritatively and with such rapture that the entire village would be immersed in love of Godhead. The village of Ekachakra was completely absorbed in the love of little Nitai, where he spent the first 12 years of his earthly life. In the 13th year, a traveling sannyasi, the famous Lakshmipati Tirtha, enchanted by Nitai's devotion and service, requested Nitai from his parents as a traveling companion. His parents, bound by Vedic culture, could not refuse the request of a guest and sannyasi and reluctantly parted with Nitai. However, devastated by the separation with Nitai, Hadai Pandit soon gave up his life. Nitai traveled to Lakshmipati Tirtha for about 20 years, during which he visited all the holy places in the country. Nitai is said to be later on initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. He also associated with another of his most famous disciples, Madhavendra Puri, who, although his godbrother, was revered by Nitai as a spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri is famous for establishing the sweet truth of Madhurya Rasa, which later became an integral part of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And, of course, Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu met Lord Chaitanya in 1506 when he was 32 years old and the Lord 20 years. So Nityananda is 12 years older than Lord Chaitanya. And so he's considered his elder brother. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu reached the land of Nadia, he hid in the house of Nandacharya to heighten the ecstasy of meeting through separation. Finally, unable to bear the separation any longer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went directly to Nityananda Prabhu, and the ecstasy of the meeting was so transcendental that everyone witnessing it was awed by the sublime experience. Nityananda Prabhu, in his role as the original spiritual master, was instrumental in spreading the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan all over Gaudiya Desh, Bengal, and Orissa. His mercy knew no bounds, and people fortunate to come in contact with him were inundated with love of Godhead. Indeed, his mercy knew no bounds, and fortunate were the people who tasted the nectar of his instruction. When Nityananda returned to Bengal at the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to abandon his avaduta status and became a grihastha. He married Janava Devi and Vasudha, the two daughters of Suryadas Sarakel. Nityananda Prabhu had a son, Virachandra, and a daughter, Ganga Devi, from Vasudha. Soon after, Vasudha passed away, and Janava Devi looked after the children. She later initiated Virachandra and also became an instructing spiritual master to the likes of Shamananda Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and Narottam Das Thakur. Lord Chaitanya wound up his earthly pastimes by merging into the deity of Krishna, known as Bunky Ram, not far from Ekachakra. So, of course, Lord Nityananda is none different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, of course, all of his attributes, all of his qualities and characteristics are completely spiritual, are completely transcendental. But because there is variegatedness in the spiritual world, because there is personality, and Krishna exhibits the supreme, is the supreme person, and exhibits supreme personhood, all of these great personalities and expansions of Krishna have their own characteristics. They have their own personalities. They manifest in certain ways. So Lord Nityananda had a very distinctive personality. He was known to be very funny. He was very childlike for many years. He acted very much like an avaduta. An avaduta is one who doesn't care for social conventions, has no material desires, just basically sort of accepts whatever comes by the mercy of the Lord. And so he acted often in this way, very unconcerned with anything external. There's also many pastimes in Lord Nityananda where he exhibits a great deal of humor, such as like when he and Advaita Chandra got into a argument taking prasadam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I believe they had a food fight, right? And so Lord Chaitanya ends up throwing rice at Advaita Chandra. And of course, this is all, they're all very much amused, and they're just enjoying this pastime very much. But these are the types of things that Lord Nityananda would do. Here's a little description from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Majjalila 12th chapter of some of the qualities of Lord Nityananda. It says, Nityananda performed many wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya in Navadvip. Nityananda did innumerable extraordinary deeds and growths in the ecstasy of love. Nityananda, of Krishna, like a little boy, he went about his work with simple enthusiasm. He spoke always very sweetly to all the devotees he met, and danced and laughed and sang to himself in bliss. Sometimes, moved to an outburst of ecstasy, he roared loudly, astonishing one and all. He sometimes jumped and swam in the crocodile-infested, swelling, hissing, monsoon waters of the Ganga, fearless and carefree. Everyone gasped with consternation, but Nityananda swam about in the waters, laughing and splashing. He swam about in the mood of Anantasesha, feeling completely at home in the waters of the Ganga, while the spectator devotees held their breath in anxiety. At times, Nityananda became so surcharged with ecstasy in love of Krishna that he went into an unconscious trance lasting 3 to 4 days. These are some of the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. They are endless and eternal. I am incapable of describing them all. Of course, I am. That was Vrindavan Das. Of course. Lord Nityananda, as being non-different from Lord Balaram, is also the source of spiritual strength. So the devotees take shelter of Lord Nityananda, and they gain that spiritual strength from him. So if devotees have any difficulties, any problems, anything that is troubling them, we can take shelter of Lord Nityananda, and we can feel that spiritual strength that is coming from him, and he will give us strength to continue in our devotional service. Lord Balaram is also considered to be the first spiritual master or the representative of the Guru Tattva principle. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda is that original spiritual master for all of us. In a lecture, Srila Prabhupada spoke about these principles. I wanted to read that. Srila Prabhupada said, similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balaram. Bala means strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, who is Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. He represents the Guru. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. So that Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram Haile Nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. We must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Then we get peace. So if we want actual peace of mind, if we actually want to become free from this material fatigue, then we must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the strength, spiritual strength. And without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram, so we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. So that was a very nice description by Srila Prabhupada of this principle of the spiritual strength that we can take from that original spiritual master in the form of Balaram or Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Of course, we often think of Lord Nityananda in relationship to, of course, his association with Lord Chaitanya as the most merciful, most magnanimous, and most munificent incarnation of Krishna. So the full mercy of Krishna is coming through Lord Chaitanya, and even more so in the form of Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada once said that if you want to get the mercy of Krishna, you have to approach Radharani. And if you want to approach Radharani, you have to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to approach Lord Nityananda. So how do you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? By approaching who? Jagayan Madhav, yes. In other words, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mission was to save the conditioned souls in this Kali Yuga, to bring the mercy of the Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan Jagya, the chanting of the holy name, to every living entity, and to liberate the conditioned souls in this age throughout the planet. So if we assist Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya in that mission by approaching those conditioned souls, then Srila Prabhupada said, we will certainly get their mercy. We will certainly obtain that mercy of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda as we approach the many, many Jagais and Madais of this world. Of course, this is Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is the worst time of the four cycles that the Earth planet and all of the universe goes through. Qualities of this Kali Yuga is that people are very short-lived. They have very poor memories. The age is filled with quarrel, filled with hypocrisy, so many, many difficulties. But in this very, very difficult time, which is not suitable for self-realization, where the processes of meditation, of deity worship, and of sacrifice cannot be done, Krishna, in his kindness, gives as the Yuga Dharma, the process of self-realization in this age of Kali, this very simple but sublime process, as Srila Prabhupada said, of the chanting of the holy name of Sankirtan Jagya. So in every Yuga, there is an incarnation who institutes the Yuga Dharma, the process of self-realization. So in this age, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come just 500 years ago, appeared on this planet following the appearance of Lord Krishna less than 5,000 years earlier to give the chanting of the holy name and the process of self-realization that can be done by everybody, that is available to everyone without restriction, in fact, to every living entity. Even the animals and plants can benefit from hearing the holy name of the Lord. So this wonderful process is given to us out of Krishna's mercy. So Lord Chaitanya comes in the combined role of both Radha and Krishna. He is Krishna, but he's assumed the golden complexion and the mood of Radharani. The mood of Radharani, of course, he has his internal reasons to want to appreciate and understand the love that Radha Krishna feels for Krishna. But he also brings the great quality of mercy that is only there in Radharani. So that mercy of Radharani is manifested through the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And nobody more diligently, more thoroughly, and more aptly brought that mission of Lord Chaitanya and that mercy of Lord Chaitanya to the conditioned souls and Lord Nityananda. So we have the song Nite Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And indeed, if we approach the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, we will certainly receive his mercy and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the mercy of Krishna. So I think no appearance of Lord Nityananda would be complete without us at least once again reading the pastime of the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. Because even though we all know this pastime well, it is always so wonderful to hear the incredible mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. So this version is from the Nityananda Charitamrita. And of course I've edited it because it's very, very long. But okay. One day, Lord Chaitanya suddenly ordered Nityananda and Haridas Thakur as follows. Listen, listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Go and preach my order everywhere. Beg everyone, chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and learn the science of Krishna. Do not preach anything other than this. And at the end of the day, come and report to me. Ordered by the Lord, Nityananda and Haridas left to fulfill the Lord's mission. One day, Nityananda and Haridas met two drunkards on the way. These two were plunderers, murderers, and addicted to wine and women. There was no end to their misdeeds. There was no sin that they had not committed. Though born in a Brahmin family, they ate beef and drank wine. They plundered, of course, that's normal today. People might say, what's so bad about that? But in Brahminical society in that time, this was pretty fallen. They plundered people's wealth and set fires to people's houses. Now, that's pretty bad. Both these drunkards roamed the streets and very severely beat whomever they caught. So they were kind of like a street gang back then, you know. On such occasion, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas arrived on the spot. Since they spent their days and nights in a company of drunkards, that's Jagai and Madai, there was no possibility for them to commit any offense against the Vaishnavas. So that's important. Even though they committed all these sinful activities, it actually never really, you know, met the Vaishnavas, and so they hadn't committed any offenses. Hearing about these two drunkards, the most compassionate Nityananda Prabhu began to ponder about their deliverance. To impart the message of Lord Chaitanya, both Nityananda and Haridas went before the two drunkards. From a little distance, Nityananda and Haridas loudly repeated the Lord's message to the two debauchees. Nityananda and Haridas said, chant Krishna, worship Krishna, sing the glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, your father, your wealth, and your life. Lord Krishna has mercifully delivered you. Please give up your sinful life and worship him. Hearing the loud voice of Nityananda and Haridas, the two drunkards raised their hands and looked around. Their eyes became red with anger. Seeing the sannyas features of Nityananda and Haridas, they chased them away, screaming, catch them, catch them. Nityananda and Haridas quickly ran away. Finally, Nityananda and Haridas reached Lord Chaitanya's house. Just then, they arrived and they reported to the Lord the day's activities. They said, today we've seen two strange persons. They're heavy drunkards, yet they call themselves Brahmins. We politely asked them to chant the holy names of Krishna, but they chased us in anger. We were fortunate to be alive. Lord Vishvambara smilingly replied, these drunkards were already delivered the moment they had your darshan. Since you desire their ultimate benefit, Krishna will soon deliver them. One day after traveling around Nadia, Nityananda Prabhu was returning home in the evening. Suddenly, the two brothers caught him. Jagai and Madai screamed, who is this? Who are you? Nityananda Prabhu replied, I'm going to Lord Chaitanya's house. They asked Lord Nityananda, what's your name? And Shinran replied, "My name is Avaduta." He had already decided to deliver these two fallen souls. He thus purposely came to their place that night. Hearing the name Avaduta, Mudeye became extremely angry. He picked up his pitcher and hit Lord Nityananda on the head. As the pitcher hit Lord Nityananda's head, it cut him and he started bleeding. Nityananda Prabhu simply remembered Govinda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's bleeding head, Jugeye became compassionate. He forbade Mudeye from hitting the Lord again. Jugeye said, "Why did you do such a cruel thing? What will you gain by killing a beggar? Leave him, leave him. It's no good to kill a sannyasi." People rushed quickly and told Lord Chaitanya about this incident. The Lord instantly rushed to the spot along with his associates. Blood flew from Lord Nityananda's head. He was simply smiling, standing between the two sinners. Seeing blood on Nityananda Prabhu's head, Lord Chaitanya went into a trance and began to invoke his Sudarshan Chakra. The Sudarshan Chakra instantly appeared there, and Jugeye and Mudeye personally saw it. All the devotees became totally perplexed. In the meantime, Lord Nityananda quickly began to persuade the Lord. Lord Nityananda said, "Oh Lord, when Mudeye tried to hit me again, this Jugeye actually saved me. Just by chance, blood came out. I'm not at all disturbed. Oh Lord, I beg you, please give me these two bodies in alms." As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that Jugeye actually saved Nityananda Prabhu, he became pleased and embraced Jugeye. The Lord said to Jugeye, "May Krishna be merciful to you. You have purchased me by saving Nityananda. Ask for any boon you so desire. From today, you will achieve loving devotional service." As soon as the Lord gave pure devotional service to Jugeye, he at once fell senseless to the ground. The Lord said, "Jugeye, please get up and look at me. I have indeed awarded you love and devotion." Then Jugeye saw the beautiful four-handed form of Lord Vishwambhara holding a conch, a disc, a club, and a lotus in his hands. Seeing this form of Lord Chaitanya, Jugeye again fell senseless to the ground. Of course, we know they're an incarnation of Jayan Vijay, and the form, Vishnu form, is their worshipful deity. So Lord Chaitanya is showing them that he is indeed their personal Lord. Jugeye fell senseless to the ground. Sri Gauranga then placed his lotus feet on his chest. Holding the Lord's lotus feet, Jugeye began to cry. As the Lord bestowed mercy on Jugeye, Mudeye's heart became purified and changed. In a moment, he took hold of the Lord's cloth, and with his folded hands, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He appealed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, both Jugeye and I committed sins together. Why then do you discriminate in giving your mercy? Please be merciful to me, and I will surely chant your holy names." Better than getting your head cut off by a Sudarshan Chakra. "You committed grave offense at the feet of Nityananda," said Lord Chaitanya. "Now fall at his lotus feet and beg for pardon." Ordered by the Lord, Mudeye at once got caught hold of the invaluable wealth of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Vishwambhara said to Nityananda Prabhu, "Listen, Nityananda, it is proper that if somebody falls at your lotus feet, you should be merciful to him. Since he has made you bleed, only you can forgive him. Now he is surrendered unto you." And of course, this is an important principle, that if one commits an offense to a Vaishnava, obviously hitting him, cutting his head is a very, very great offense to any Vaishnava, what to speak of to the Lord, Nityananda. So therefore, the only way that he could be forgiven is by getting the forgiveness of that great Vaishnava that he had offended. So Lord Chaitanya is telling him, you must take shelter of Lord Nityananda and get his mercy and get his forgiveness. Nityananda replied, "O Lord, what can I say? You can bestow mercy to anyone, even to a tree. If I have any piety amassed from previous births, I'm giving it all to Mudeye. I don't care for the offenses he's done to me." Vishwambhara said, "If you've indeed forgiven all his offenses, then please embrace him so his life will be successful." Instructed by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu tightly embraced Mudeye. All his material bondage and massive sins were destroyed. Nityananda Prabhu entered the body of Madhai, and thus Madhai became fully equipped with all the energies of the Lord. Thus both Jagai and Madhai were delivered. Then they offered many prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu then commanded them, sin no more. So then, of course, Jagai and Madhai became great devotees. They become part of the inner circle of Lord Chaitanya's entourage, joining his kirtan parties, and became great devotees, did many devotional things, and I think they had lines of their descendants after them. So this is some of the great example of the wonderful mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and how he was able to give this incredible mercy to the most sinful of people. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda continue to this day to extend the mercy of the holy name of the Lord and the Sankirtan Jagga, and to extend their mercy of their lotus feet to all the conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga. So we're very, very fortunate because Srila Prabhupada has come here and given us the message of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda so that we can all become free of this material bondage, of this material life, and take up the pure chanting of the holy names of the Lord. I'll finish with a very short thing, Lord Nityananda from Narottam Das Thakur. In one song, he says, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful unto me, so I will forget all material desires? Srila Narottam Das Thakur states that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So today is a very good day to remember Lord Nityananda, to pray to Lord Nityananda, to try to obtain his mercy. And through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we will surely gain the mercy of Radha and Krishna. All right, thank you very much. I don't know if we have any time or not. I think they said that at 5:45 there was a deity procession, or are we starting Abhishek? Is that the fire jug? Okay, so that's just outside, I guess. Okay.
They'll be taking the deities.
Oh, we have a few minutes? Okay. Any other questions, thoughts, comments? Yes? I guess we have a few minutes. There's a... Advaita Acharya, nothing.
Thank you very much, Tamohar Prabhu. My name is Advaita Acharya for the computer. Thank you very much for telling us the gist of Nitai Chandra. I just wanted to put a little historical background, how it transpired, having born and grew up in Mathura Vrindavan area. There was always tension between those who were Vaishnavs and amongst Vaishnavs, those who were Bengali Vaishnavs. So who will put Lord Gauranitai on the altar next to Krishna and Radharani? So it was people objected to that. What happened, how it turned, was that after six Goswamis were gone, then 100 years after that, which is 17th century, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Vidya Bhushan, they had completed the dissertation commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And then a big Mahasabha, like a conclave, that Roman Emperor Constantine called Maharaja Jai Singh of Jaipur, called a conclave of all the Vaishnavas. And in that 7 days, there was a competition on how they should not be worshipped or why they should be worshipped on the altar. Eventually, the majority of Vaishnavas present said, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Yes, Nitai Prabhu is Balaram. From that day onward, those Vaishnavas who followed this dogma, this philosophy, they are called as Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So we belong, fortunately, Srila Prabhupada belong to Gaudiya Sampradaya. So real world is Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya for ISKCON. So this temple belongs to Gaudiya Sampradaya Vaishnavas. And please, thank you very much, Tamohar Prabhu, for letting me.
Well, thank you, Prabhu. Anything else? Any more? Okay, so let's go and join the fire jaga that is out there. Thank you very much. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Bol. Jai Prabhupada.